Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. How did David go to town?
Did you go shopping in town yesterday, David?
Yes, we did. But we couldn't take the car.
Oh, no. You've got a problem with it, haven't you? So, did you go by bus?
No. We took a taxi. It was much quicker.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Which bowl did David buy?
It's my grandmother's birthday next week. She's going to be 60.
Have you found a nice present for her?
Yes, I have. I bought her a fruit bowl.
Lovely. Is it made of glass?
No. I looked for a silver one, but they were too expensive. So I got this one, look. It's made of wood.
Oh, it's very nice. She'll love that.
2. Which card will David choose?
And I bought some cards. Which one shall I send to Grandmother for her birthday, Aunt Sue? The one with the snowman.
I'm not sure. Not for a birthday. I like these two cards with rivers on them. One's got a bridge on it, but I prefer the other one, the one with the boats.
Yes, I agree with you.
3. Where did David lose his umbrella?
What's the matter, David? Is something wrong?
Yes, I've lost my umbrella. I took it with me yesterday when we went shopping.
Perhaps it's in the restaurant. You had lunch there with your mum, didn't you?
No, it's not there, I'm sure. But we went to the station to buy some tickets.
Let's telephone and ask.
Oh, no. Now I remember. It's in the bookshop. I put it down when I was looking at a book, and then I went outside without it.
4. Which are David's favourite biscuits?
Did you buy anything else?
Yes, a box of my favourite biscuits. Can you remember my favourite ones?
I forget. Have they got jam in them?
Well, I like them too. But no, these chocolate ones are my favourites.
Not coconut ones?
Oh, no, they're horrible.
5. What time are they going to have dinner?
Are you going to stay and have dinner with us, Aunt Sue?
Yes, I am, but I must leave before 8 o'clock.
OK. Would you like to eat at 6:30, then?
Oh, that's too early for all of you, isn't it? Perhaps 7 o'clock is better.
Yes, it is. We can watch the new animal programme on TV before dinner.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Which bowl did David buy?
It's my grandmother's birthday next week. She's going to be 60.
Have you found a nice present for her?
Yes, I have. I bought her a fruit bowl.
Lovely. Is it made of glass?
No. I looked for a silver one, but they were too expensive. So I got this one, look. It's made of wood.
Oh, it's very nice. She'll love that.
2. Which card will David choose?
And I bought some cards. Which one shall I send to Grandmother for her birthday, Aunt Sue? The one with the snowman.
I'm not sure. Not for a birthday. I like these two cards with rivers on them. One's got a bridge on it, but I prefer the other one, the one with the boats.
Yes, I agree with you.
3. Where did David lose his umbrella?
What's the matter, David? Is something wrong?
Yes, I've lost my umbrella. I took it with me yesterday when we went shopping.
Perhaps it's in the restaurant. You had lunch there with your mum, didn't you?
No, it's not there, I'm sure. But we went to the station to buy some tickets.
Let's telephone and ask.
Oh, no. Now I remember. It's in the bookshop. I put it down when I was looking at a book, and then I went outside without it.
4. Which are David's favourite biscuits?
Did you buy anything else?
Yes, a box of my favourite biscuits. Can you remember my favourite ones?
I forget. Have they got jam in them?
Well, I like them too. But no, these chocolate ones are my favourites.
Not coconut ones?
Oh, no, they're horrible.
5. What time are they going to have dinner?
Are you going to stay and have dinner with us, Aunt Sue?
Yes, I am. But I must leave before 8 o'clock.
OK. Would you like to eat at 6:30 then?
Oh, that's too early for all of you, isn't it? Perhaps 7 o'clock is better.
Yes, it is. We can watch the new animal programme on TV before dinner.
That is the end of part 4.